Okay, so we're up to Shofim Perek Tet, chapter 9. This also works if you want. We are actually at the beginning of the Perek. So just the background here is that we just learned about four prakim, I think. Three prakim, actually, about Gidon. Where Midian was oppressing Bnei Yisrael, and Gidon was sent to be the savior, to lead Bnei Yisrael in battle, a miraculous battle, only 300 men, defeated thousands and thousands of Midianite troops, and then they hunted down the kings and everything, and they rooted out Midian. And then, at the end of the Perek Ches, we're introduced to an important personality in Perek Ches, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So actually, even before that, in Pasuk Chaf Tes, we go back to Perek Ches, Pasuk Chaf Tes. It says, "Vayelchi Yerubal ben Yoash Vayesha Beveso." Yerubal is another name for Gidon. He went and he sat in his house and he kind of relaxed. He had a lot of time on his hands, and he used that time to have many children. Pasaglamanu Gidon Hayushivin Banin Yote Yerecho. He had 70 sons. Kinoshim Rabu Hayugo, because he had many wives. And then we're introduced in Lamed Aleph to Upilag Shalash Rabbi Shechem Yodolo Gamhi Ben, and he had a Pilegesh apparently in Shechem, and she also had a son. Vayosem Eshmo Avimelech, and he named him Avimelech. And then in Lamed Beis Vayomos Gidon Ben Yoash B'Seva Tova, and Gidon passes away. So now we jump to Perek Tes. Like Avimelech Melech Kerar from Parshat, whatever it is, Lech Lecha? Which Avimelech are you? Yeah, Avimelech Melech Plishtim. Yeah. That's the other Avimelech that we know. We may have... Yeah.
Are they both?
We have two. This Avimelech or the Avimelech
of Melech
Pushkin? Right, I mean, yeah, he didn't end up doing anything so bad, but well, he might.
But the real Rishis was this Avimelech?
I mean, this guy will see is a pretty bad guy. I'm not sure what you're referring to by like the Avimelech.
I just had a friend whose name was Avimelech.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about the name also. Vayelech Avimelech ben Yerubal Shechema, and Avimelech, son of Gidon, he went to Shechem. Al Achayimo to the sister, to the brothers of his mother. Vayedaber Aleihem, and he spoke to them. Vel kol mishpachas beis avi imo lemor, and to the entire family of the house of his mother, saying. So where is he going? Where is he coming from? Vayelech, and he went. So, Tassofrim says that he was with his father. He was within Afra, which is where his father was from. He was perhaps learning the ways of leadership from his father. And at his father's death, so now you're left with 70 or maybe 71 sons. And who's going to take over? And not clear. So Avimelech, he is the first to act and try to seize the leadership. So he goes back to Shechem, he goes to the family of his mother, and Pasuk Beis, Dabruna be'ozmecho ba'alei Shechem, he tells them, please speak to all the ba'alei Shechem, the people of Shechem, and tell them, Matov lachem, what's What's best for you? What do you think? Hamsol b'chem shivim ish, kol b'nei yirbal. You think it's better that 70 people should rule over you, all the children of Edom? Hamsol b'chem ish echad, or just one? Uzachartim, and also, you should remember, ki'at mechem uvesarchem ani, I'm your flesh and bone, I'm family. So, pick me. Bawe Shem. Wait, how is... Oh, what did he mean? That's what he was saying. He was saying that, you know, right, this isn't going to work with 70 leaders. So, first of all, he's saying two things. First of all, you know, this is the best for the Klal, for in general, for everyone, that there should be only one leader. And he added in, and for you yourselves also, Mitovas Atmachem, just for your own good, I'm your family, you know, I'll take care of you. And so you should pick me.
Why weren't the others also?
Why weren't the others doing that? Oh no, because he went to his mother's family. He was the only child from that mother. He was the son of a Pelegus.
Right.
He was, you know, definitely not on the same level as the rest of his brothers, who were proper. Their mothers were properly married to Gidon. Pelegus was somewhat less than that. And he was lowly, but he wanted to make things happen and take over the leadership.
He's talking
to the people of Shem, which is where he was from.
And Yerubal, and so when he says, is that true of him or all the other?
Because his mother is from Shem, and he's going, we said, in Pasuk Aleph here, El Acheimo. He went to his uncle from his mother, and he's telling them to tell everyone, I guess, you know, everybody was somewhat related in the city, so he's telling them, you know, pick me, I'm your family. Just one point here, Baalei Shem is an interesting Russian. Go to the Baalei Shem. What is Baalei Shem? The owners of Shem. So, I think it was in the Das Sofrim I saw also that it's referring to the people who actually settled that area, the people who really lived there, as opposed to Levium and Rotzim and accidental murderers, because Shem was actually a Ir Mikvah. And so that's a place where Levium living. It's also a place where people would run to. But he was saying, go to the Baalei Shem, go to the... That's, I guess, it would be related to him. That would be his family, the people who really live there, and speak to them.
Sorry if I'm missing some of the background. Why is Shem right now faced with that, in that position where they're faced with either having him or...
Well, the whole... Gidon was the Shofik. He was the leader. He has died now. And there's really no leader of Nato, right? So, I don't know how... I mean, we'll see somewhere how, you know, why... This one city is going to impact the whole country, but basically he's going to use the people of the city to seize power over all of the nation.
So now, meaning pretty much this is like the succession, like Gideon's dead. Now, like it's a question.
It's 71
of,
sons
how
who might take
over.
Pasuk Gimel, Vayidavru Achei Imo Olav. And the brothers of his mother, his uncle, spoke on his behalf as he requested. The Ozne Kol Baalei Shem and the ears of the Baalei Shem. Ishlad Vorim Oile, all of these words, everything that he had told them. Vayet Liba Macharei Avimelech, and their hearts were taken after, they leaned after Avimelech. The Amru Achinuhu, because they said, he's our brother. And the Farshim point out, they chose that. That was the reason. It wasn't because, you know, it's better off. He had given two reasons. One was better in general for everybody, you know, that 51 league or 70 leaguers, this is not going to work. And also, and your family, he gave two reasons. And the first one was was for everybody's benefit. The second one was just, you know, for you. Like, I'm family, and I don't know if he was promising to take better care of them or just they should take care of him because he's family. But that was why the way the Mepharshim say is with Tovas Atman. It was for their good. So they said, for our good, our benefit, we could have, you know, a brother in the palace, a brother on the throne. So they said that was what sold them. The Amru Achinuhu, they said, he's our brother. And again, the Achinuhu, they say he's our brother, and the Shavit says they were all related in some way. He was related to everybody in some way.
I mean, it is kind of strange that, like, the Pelegi is supposed to have, and these are bought, and all the rest of the Shem are powered, like, why is it a gift?
I think he just means, you know, they were distantly related. People didn't travel so much. They lived within the same general city. Everybody was fourth or fifth cousin. Pasuk Dalet, Vayitnu lo 70 kesef mi beis Baal Brit. And they gave him 70 silvers from the base Baal Brit, from the, I guess, the coffers of Baal. We were introduced to this Baal Brit, this idol, this type of Baal, which is a very tiny idol, which is fitting in a person's pocket, it's portable. And I guess there was a coffer, and they took the money from there. Vayiskor bohem Avimelech anoshim reikim ufochazim. And with that money, Avimelech hired mercenaries, men who were reikim, they were empty, ufochazim, they were quick to act, like pachaz kamayim, we had by Reuven, vayelchu acharav, and they went after him. Reikim, we find, like the Gemara often, you know, Reka, they'll call people Amaratzim, a rake, an empty person. So we see it's actually a word in Tanakh. Rekim, they know Milos. Pochazim, Parshim say, it means that Rashi says they're quick. They're quick to act without thinking, which is really, as I mentioned, what we have by Reuven. Pachas Kamayim, that he was quick to act. I think it refers to switching the bule of it, switching the beds and that maisa. Targum Yonatan, or whoever the Targum is, all the Rishonim refer to the Targum here as Targum Yonatan, but I don't think that's so accepted. I guess actually Targum Yonatan, but the Targum on this pasuk says that they were Bikarim. They were Bikarim. What's the Karim? So the Radak has two pshatim. One is that it's actually, I guess, interchangeable with the word the beis hapei, so it can mean hefker. The Karim can mean hefkerim. They were hefker people. They had nothing going on, these people, and they have free time on their hands. Or he says it's just as it sounds. The Karim, they were roe bakar. They were cattle herders, and cattle herders are, he says, historically the lowliest people. Gemara, I don't remember. He just mentions the one line, "Afilu kiroe bakar." The Gemara, I think it's about Rabbi Akiva. I don't remember the Gemara, but basically somebody says, like, you know, I'll even be like Roe Bakar, and like as if it's like the lowliest. Well, that could be even a shepherd. Shepherds, you know, are in some ways, you know, all those were shepherds.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. just another background question?
Yeah.
The 70 bridge is not enough, right? That's what we're talking about. There's 71 children. Right. So, is like Avi Melech perhaps like on a lesser level, or is his entitlement to any of the...
I think it's lower.
Right.
He's
so really what's happening,
guy.
So what's happening here is like a bit of a revolt. Like,
yeah.
Meaning, like really...
He wasn't going to be part of
the
discussion.
By the 70 reps. 70 should be getting this, and now, like let's go revolt.
Oh, the 70.
Oh, no, somebody does. Well, the 70 men are going to be the 70 brothers.
Well, maybe he's hiring 70 men to kill a 70 brother.
Well, okay, it doesn't say that he hired 70 men, but I don't think so.
70.
Let's look at the next pasuk. Hey, Vayavo based Avir Afrasa, and they came to the house of his father in Afra. Vayarogas Echa b'nei Yerubal, and they killed his brothers, the sons of Yerubal. 70 men, all 70 brothers on one stone. Vayvaser Yosham ben Yerubal hakatzon kinecha. And all that remained... So the Farsi say it wasn't really 70, it was really 69 that got killed because one escaped. By Vasser, one remained, that was Yosam, the small one, Kinechba, because he had hidden himself away. And not that they dressed him over on purpose. Why is 70 supposed to be Farsi? 70 nations? Anyways, I don't have anything to say about where what the hell through 70 would be a good number, so I can bet. I can't go bad. I don't have anything to say about 70 except for there seems to be we could see a relationship here between the 70 kesef, maybe what it costs to get hire mercenaries to get 70 people killed. I don't know, but I don't have much to add on that. What were all the brothers doing in the same place? Kind of, why are they all there? I mean, that's where his father lives, but that Barbanel suggests that maybe they were there either because they were still mourning their father. It's not clear how long after Gidon's death this takes place. Or it could be that it was in short time and that they're still mourning. Or it could be that they are actually meeting to figure out who's going to succeed their Gidon. And they're having, what's his name? Avimelech doesn't get invited, and maybe that's even, what sets him off. But he's not part of this convention for who's going to be, or maybe he was, as we said, Vayelech. He went. He came from Afra. So that's how we started. But maybe he saw that it wasn't going his way. He wasn't going to be chosen. But that's two possibilities why they were all together. Either they were mourning together, or they were meeting to figure out who should take over the throne. Pasuk Vav, Vayeosu Kol Baalei Shem B'Kol Beis Milo, and the people of Shem and the Beis Milo, I guess there's another place there, they all gathered, Vayeochu, and they went, Vayamuichu Es Avimelech Lamelech, and they anointed Avimelech as a king, in Elon Mutzav Asher B'Shem, close to Elon Mutzav, which was this area that was called Elon Mutzav because it had Matzevos there, it had tombstones there, and Vayamlichu, and they made him king. Now, we don't count this. He will rule for 3 years, we'll see, but we're not going to count him as one of the Malchei Yisrael. We don't say that Avimelech was the first king of Israel, right? This is pre-Shaul, right? Shaul was the first king, so whatever this was, yeah, we're still in Shoshim. Whatever this was, he was a king, but it wasn't with the blessing of the Navi. It doesn't count among our, yeah. Now that he's a melech, we see now that the name Avimelech is actually befitting the Abarbanel back before when he was named by Yosem. Yosem Esmo Avimelech, the Abarbanel there says that he was called Avimelech. Merame is that he's going to be a king, and I saw that the Zav adds in that Navi there, that he was hinting with Avimelech that it was, you can move that around, it's fine. He was hinting that it would be in the zechus of his father that he got this Avimelech, that it's because of Avi that he will be able to be a Nela. But like you were saying before, there's this concept that a name means something, that there's a Ruach HaKodesh that goes into a name, and that a parent has at the time that they name the child. And so that, obviously, right, we see that play out here. And he also mentions there that perhaps that's Vayosem Esmo Avimelech, that it's not Vayikra, he didn't name him, it was sort of like a Ruach HaKodesh that sort of forced his hand, and the name was placed as Avimelech. I guess, I don't know what to say about that, because you have lots of Vayikras, but...
For what he's on thinking at that time, it's like he's thinking, I have 10 illegitimate sons, and now his name's Avimelech.
Maybe he's thinking that he's just going to be like the other Avimelech, but...
Maybe we don't know what the other 70 were named.
No, but I mean, if there's like some sort of significance to that name, like, it must be
Yeah, not sure. All right.
Maybe it was something like that.
What?
Name?
I mean,
it sounds like...
Yeah, no, it sounds like you don't gave him the name. Okay. Pasuk Zayin. Vayagidu Yosam, and they told Yosam what had happened. Yosam was this one son of Gidon that had escaped. Vayelech, and he went.
That is his real name?
I think that's his real name. But, oh, no, I think that's his real name.
That does for Spanish.
Because like a Yosam, okay. Vayelech, and he went by Yamod Birosh Hard Reason, and he stood on top of Hard Reason. Vayisa Kolo Vayikra, and he raised up his voice, and he called out. Vayomer Lahem, and he said to them, Shimu Eli Baalei Shem, listen to me, Baalei Shem. Vayishma Amechem Elokim, and if you do so, then Hashem in turn should listen to you. And now he goes into a long mashal, which we're going to have to try to work out. Holo cholfu ha'itzin nimshoach aleya melech. The itzin, the trees went to anoint a king for themselves. Vayomru gazayis molcha aleinu. And they said to the olive tree, rule over us. Vayomru lehem azayis. And the olive tree said to them, Hechadalti yashishmi, asher bi yichavdu elokim v'anoshim. Should I use up my deshen, my shemen, my oil, that with it we're one can be mechabed, one can honor Hashem and men. V'halachti lanu ala itzim, and instead I should go and wave over the trees and, you know, give myself up for you.
Can you please stop one second?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to find out who the Zayas is, but, well, no. That, you see. Turn on Avimelech. Let's finish the muscle, and we'll give two approaches. And the Eitzim said to the fig tree, "Lechi at Malchiyolim, go and rule over us." And the fig tree said to them, Hesadavias musti, should I use up my sweetness, Vesnuvasi Atova, and my good fruit, Zalachi Lanu Alaitim, and instead go and wave over the trees. So like, serve them.
Right, the Atrium are the top eyes.
Yes. I think that will agree on. Should I go and you know, serve the trees?
Literal sense.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
We'll meet in the mushroom, right? The 18 other ones are going to different people, going to the diet, going to the arena, and say, we want you to rule over us. They're saying, like, what? Why should I waste my stuff on you?
Yeah, I don't say that. I don't know what the wage
is. And this is me serving.
Oh, rule over us.
Serving. As in, by ruling over you, I'm going to be serving you, basically. We'll see. Okay. By Yomer HaGefen. And the Eitzim, the trees, said to the Geffen, to the grapevine, L'chi at Malki Aleinu, go and serve over us, and rule over us. V'atomer lahem HaGefen, and the Geffen said to them, Hechadalti es Hiroshi, should I use up my wine, Hametameach Elokim v'Anashim, which brings joy to Hashem and the people. They'll ask you, Lanu ala Eitzim, and instead I should go and wave myself over the trees. So finally, all the Eitzim, they come to the thorn. Go and rule over us. And what does the thorn say? And the thorn says to the Eitzim, if you're truly anointing me as king over you, come and enjoy my shade. Nimayin, and if not, Tetze Eish Ning Ha'ata B'Sokh Alas Arzi Ha'Levano. And if not, then fire should come out from the thorn, and it should heat up even the greatest trees, the cedars of the Levano. That's his muscle, and then he's going to go on and speak a little more. We'll try to give the explanation of the muscle, and then we'll do the nimshal after. So Rashi, really based on the Medrash, has an approach here, which really, you know, Rashi just gives a little commentary there. He doesn't give a whole picture, and it leaves kind of gaps in it. But the other Mefarshim on this same Mahalas kind of fill in some of the gaps. So Rashi says that the Zayas refers to Asniel ben Kenaz, who was the first Shofet, first person, the leader after Yoshua. And why is he a Zayas? Because he came from Yehuda, who's called Zayas in Apostrak. So Shevet Yehuda Zayas, they were referring to Asniel. They went to Asniel and they said, rule over us. And he says, again, it's not so clear what he meant, but, you know, should I give up giving up my fruit, giving my fruit, my shemen, my oil.
Who went to?
The Jewish people went to Othniel ben Kenaz and asked him to be king. He was, they asked him to be king. So that's what this explanation would say. And he says, should I give that up? And again, here is where it gets difficult, because the next step has nothing to do with Othniel. It has to do with oil, that as in the marshal, it's a Zayas. Before I go on, actually, already at the very beginning, in the Tudas, David says, Pasach Tavar of the marshal, he started with the marshal. The imsha enkel divra nimsal yinimul ra'amashal. And even though not everything in the nimsal fits in with the mashal, he makes sasa divarim yinimul. Some of the things are related. The yesa divra ra'amashal bo liyapos ra'amashal u'hachnis b'leva shomea. The rest comes just to make the mashal a little bit better and more acceptable or just maybe nicer, fluffier, I don't know. If we don't explain everything we have in the David, we'll have another Mahalas that will hopefully, another approach which will hopefully explain more. But what happens in this approach is Okay, they asked us Neil Ben-Kanaz, and then we just talk about Shemen. So what would Shemen respond? So Shemen, oil, will respond, I serve a great purpose now. I am a chabad, I give kavod to Hashem, I give kavod to people, meaning either, you know, because I'm fuel for candles, for the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, that's how I'm a chabad Hashem, and for people just to have light, or in food, in the menachos, in the karban mincha, there was oil, so I'm a chabad Hashem with that, or, and for people, oil and food, or additionally, another way that oils mechabit people is shemeng amitzvah, anointing oil, whether it's for the kohanim or for later for all the kings. So that's the response of the oil. And so I have a great job. It's okay. I don't want to become king. That's what the dietary says. The Ta'ina, Rashi says, refers to Devorah. Why does Ta'ina have anything to do with Devorah? Not so clear. But the next part where it says, have I used up musty, my sweetness? So there Rashi says, what's the sweetness? The Dvash Devorim. She's referring to the Dvash Devorim, bee honey. Should I give up my bee honey? And my fruit of the Ta'inga tree to go and serve you. And then, thirdly, they come to...
Wasn't there a tomer.
It was a date tree. So, date, big, what's the difference?
I don't like that.
They're both Shiva Minim. People eat them on Rosh Hashanah. Then the Geffen would refer to Gidon, as she says, because he was a descendant of Yosef, and on the Pasuk, Ben Poras Yosef, Targum Onkelos, it translates as Kegofen Dimitzit. So you have this word Gofen there, the relationship to Geffen and the lineage of Yosef, and Gidon as a descendant of Yosef is referred to as Geffen, and Hamasameach Elokim Anoshim, he says, should I give up my role in bringing happiness to people and to Hashem? Pretty obvious how wine brings happiness to people. And as well, though, it also brings happiness to Hashem, meaning it's a part of karbanos. There's nesachim, there's libations of wine as part of most karbanos, and therefore, it's something that's nesameach. What's that?
All three of them are not around.
Right, no, it's saying that they went.
Yes,
historically. Yes. Yes. I guess what it would be saying is, so for Rabbi Melech to jump in, obviously it's not something that a person should accept so easily or even go after. And so it's kind of, it's a rebuke to Rabbi Melech and to the people for taking Rabbi Melech, who wanted to be king. All these great people turned it down. So, look, what kind of a king is this? Someone who rushes to accept the malchus. That's not someone who you want as a king. That's, I think, would be the message. That's right. That's a whole different sugya with the people for asking for a king. Yes. By the way, the Gemara learns from this pasuk about Geffen. Yes.
It feels like that wasn't the first time they were from this Melech.
Yeah. So come back to that in a second. I just want to say one thing. One thing is that this pasuk Yudgimel, Batomer Lama Geffen has Adolphus Tiroshi Am Samecho Kima Nasim. The Gemara actually learns out from here that you can only sing Shira on the Beis HaMikdash if there are Nesachim on the Karbanos. The only Karbanos that have Nesachim of wine have Shira, I guess because it's Nesameach Elokim Va'anashim. The Simcha here would be referring to the to the, I guess, Misamech Anasim is the Sira that the people will sing, and Misamech, it's only when you have Misamech Elohim, when you have the Sira, the wine being libated, that's when you'll have Misamech Anasim, that's when the people will sing. Yes, and that's the drasha, I'm not entirely sure, but it's learned from this pasuk. Yeah.
So, Yotam right out was like giving the bucket up. It wasn't giving it to
To the people.
So it wasn't like, the muscle in some way has to be like baptizing them.
Or showing them that Avimelech is not a good choice, a king.
Right, meaning it's like, if you guys made the wrong choice. Right?
So I think if we go with this approach, so he would be saying, look, all these great people, they were offered to be king, and they didn't accept it. So it's not something that somebody should be rushing into. And a great person turns down the offer to be king. So if Avimelech is chasing it and asking you to make him king, and he's a thorn, he has nothing, he's not no benefit to him, he's a murderer, he has no good mitzvahs. So
not exactly.
Right, you shouldn't be your choice for king. I think that's what
were they trying to be king or were they trying to be anything right now.
I don't know. What were they meaning about? Yeah, probably to be a leader. Somebody has to lead. Yeah. So that that Rashi's approach here. So let's quickly.
I mean, but also like the last part of the book says.
So there's different approaches to this topic. One approach is that
it sounds like
so fine. So I think what we're gonna do is we'll see the next pasuk. We're not gonna do we'll save the above and el for next week, because we'll have a whole different approach to this muscle and nimsa. But let's see the next pasuk just to explain that pasuk. Yes. So if you look at Pezayin, so it says the Ata. Now Yosem, starts to explain the Ata in Be'emes u'Besamim Asisem. If you acted in truth and in Shmimus and with Shmimus, right? If you were wholesome in this. Asisem, v'atamlich was Avimelech, and you made Avimelech king, v'intova asisem in Yerubal v'imbeso, and you were doing a good deed with Yerubal and his house, v'imtigmu yadav asisem lo, and if you did it as to reward him, so that will be okay. Then he's saying, you have to show appreciation for all that Kidon did for you. Right? Oh, the next pasuk, you're dying. Asher nilcham avi aleichem, that my father, he battled for you. Vayaseich es nafshon lineged, he threw his body on the line. Vayatzel etzem yad midyan, and he saved you from Midian. So, ve'atem kamtem abeis avi ayom, and you've stood up today against my father's house. Vatargo es bonav sivim ish al evin echos, and you killed his 70 sons on one stone. And you anointed, you crowned Avimelech, the son of his maidservant, Al-Bale Shem, over Shem, Ki-Achichemu, because he's your brother. If what you did was, you were true and you were wholesome in this act. Simchu b'Avimelech, then you should rejoice with Avimelech. The Yismach Gamhu Bachem, and he should rejoice with you. Vim ayin, but if not, Then, Tetzay Eich Mi Avimelech, then fire should come out from Avimelech, the Sochal is Baalei Shem as Beis Milo, and it should consume Baalei Shem and Beis Milo, the Tetzay Eich Mi Baalei Shem and Beis Milo, and fire should come from you, the Sochal is Avimelech and consume Avimelech. So, one approach here is that what he's saying is, okay, wasn't a good choice, and all that, but if really you acted out of what he calls MS, the Tumim, but what he means is that you appreciate everything that Gidon did, and you want, therefore, his son to take over, and you're doing this as a tribute to Gidon. Okay, you killed all the other 70 sons. Wow, you know, we can look past that. You can look past that, but if you're doing this to honor Gidon and to make sure you know that you have a son in his stead, so then you know we could accept that, and we should rejoice with Avimelech. Avimelech should rejoice with you. But if not, if you did this completely for yourselves, or you had no respect for Gidon, so then it should you know, it shouldn't end well.
Like a rhetorical question, because it seems on the face of it, by killing the 7 sons, this is not honoring
Gidon. True, I agree. But
it's not their
face
I mean, I assume you're supposed to be upset. I don't think he's trying to. I don't think he's trying to legitimize anything that happened. I don't think so. I don't think he's like giving them a way out. Like, oh, by the way, you're okay. I don't think so.
All right, next week we'll do the other approach. More, I think, complete. It's a lot of it now, so it takes up, you know.